He was retired. I was working on Microtus pennsylvanicus, metal voles, and I had to start populations. And I had to start a series, six populations, starting with the same number of animals. And some years are, I don't know if you know anything about voles, but some years are good years and some years are bad years.
Mm-hmm.
They are, even in a bad year, sometimes if you're lucky, you can find them very locally abundant, you know, one or two fields. But anyway, I had to start this thing one spring, and I couldn't get enough voles, so I advertised in the newspaper. And I think I said I'd paid, that was either 10 or 20 cents per vole. I figured, you know, some kids would go out and could catch them. And I would get things started that way. Well, one day in my office, I got a phone call from a man with a German accent who verified that I was going to pay good hard cash for these voles and how much I was going to pay and would I take all he could get? And I said, figuring stupidly, sure, yeah, I'll take all you can get me. He then proceeded to tell me that he had, I don't know, 1,800 or something, and he had already done the math and figured out how much money I owed him, and then it hit me, the German accent. And I said, well, Dr. Hamilton, I don't think I need that many at all. And the person on the line hung up. Now, I don't know that it was Wild Bill, but I do know that he would call people under similar circumstances, and I suspect very strongly that the man with the German accent was Wild Bill Hamilton.